This is a download from BFM 89.9, the business station.
You're listening to Enterprise Biz Bytes. My name is Jeff Sandhu, together with
Frida Liu.
And Richard Bradbury, I hope.
Yes. Joining us virtually is Richard Bradbury. Now, today on the show, we're asking you, what virtual events have you been attending over the past few months? Let us know on Twitter, Instagram, at BFM Radio, WhatsApp 018-789-8899. A variety of things have moved online. We've got a few options on Twitter poll. We've got, you know, educational, we've got business, we've got fitness, we've got social. But if there's anything specific that you would like to share that you've enjoyed doing virtually, you know, get in touch with us. You know, those are the, you know, addresses, you know, at BFM Radio on Twitter, Instagram and WhatsApp 018-789-8899. And then later on, Richard will be talking about how millennials have killed the gym.
And yeah, although I think they've squeezed in the word millennials just for the sake of it.
Yeah, and I will be talking about how you might have been having a little bit of a backaches and muscle sores, you know, in the recent pandemic, and it's probably because of your phone. It's our phone usage. It's increased a lot. And like, it's a lot.
It's a lot. Okay, so that's going to be an interesting story. So today's story, what virtual events have been attending? We've got the choices, educational, business, fitness, and social. What have you been attending?
Oh,
Jeff,
wow.
And then we'll get to Richard.
So for me, definitely webinars, just so that I know how it's being conducted, because we do our own webinars.
Right.
So I've, you know, sort of kind of like dropped into a couple of webinars for business. I've also, you know, taken part in, I call it gaming, but it's, I guess, leisure activities.
Okay.
So doing virtual gamings with friends. And these are like, you know, it's not the esports, you know, you got YouTube streaming and all. No, this is just, there's an app on your phone where you can game with the rest of your friends and you can then converse with them in the chat. It's like playing virtual Uno, virtual Jenga and all this kind of stuff.
You've been playing with Richard.
No. Richard, you know...
Richard wasn't invited.
He didn't know about this until now.
Thanks, Frida. It just showed me what kind of a friend I've really got.
It's out there now. What about you, Richard? What have you been doing?
Very similar things to Jeff. I've attended a few of these webinars. Some, you know, business-related ones and art-related ones, recording-related ones, just to kind of upskill some of my recording skills. And in another way, some video games as well. I guess that's kind of joining people in a virtual space or in a virtual event. A whole bunch of people getting together to help one another and just relieve a bit of stress, I guess. I suppose you could call that a virtual event if you're really stretching it.
I've done a virtual birthday party.
That falls under social. Yeah. So I'm just looking at this list. I've done them all, right? From educational, business, fitness to social, right? Because it was like, well, you're just stuck at home, right? And I found that it's been really helpful. When you talk about, and this is actually the back of a story around fitness, because like Tour de France, you know, going virtual. Fortunately, your football has happened. No guess, but you know, that's happened. But
actually, you know, even the football and some of the sports, community. So for football, I know a lot of the top English league players during when they were not allowed to play real football, they actually created their own little tournament and they played among themselves with other pro athletes, pro footballers, and created their own little FIFA tournament. And if I'm not mistaken, it's obviously to raise money for charity for the NHS workers. And for F1 drivers, they did their, you know, EF1 tournament where, you know, they couldn't race the cars, so they downloaded the game and they've got all the rigs and, you know, they've got everything simulated. They use that as a way to, you know, just continue on the tournament, but obviously no reflection with the real scores. But it's just an online e-tournament, they called it. And yeah.
Okay, so I mean,
it looked very cool.
Yeah.
So for me, like in terms of fitness, what I've done is, of course, I go to YouTube videos, but also I'm still part of an exercise regime that was outdoors, right, which is boot camp. And then now I have to do it indoors. Right? So, well, not indoors. In my patio of the house and all that, but then I turn on a certain time, and if you get late, you get punished.
Just
if you logged in late, and I have to say, no, internet connection not happening.
So no excuses,
right? So everybody gets punished, you know, and it was the internet's, you know, connection's fault. But it's really fun. So this was something out from Tour de France, and there is a platform called Zwift for racing bikes from the comfort of your home, right? And they've taken on this by powering this year's virtual Tour de France, wow. right? So it's basically they mimic, you know, the people also get to follow them and do the greatest hits of the Tour de France, which means it's not easy.
It's not going to be easy.
Do any of you cycle? You did.
I still do.
You still do.
But yeah, it's not easy.
So they've done this and it's like a human hamster wheel. You're basically one place, right? And I've seen Azran Osman running do that as well.
On his
virtual bike, right? And so I think they follow this the path like you would with the Tour de France, right? And I was just saying that actually even the gym upstairs and some treadmills, you can actually choose certain marathons.
It
will mimic the hills and all that. So I usually just go for the flat ones.
Yeah. So I think, you know, with this is like, is there an option for me to just pause halfway, go to the fridge, you know, have a bit of snack and then continue back? That's, you know, the power of virtual.
Why not?
Well, I mean, there you can do that, but you'll be passed by hundreds of young kids who are much fitter than you. Yeah. But, you know, there's been quite a bit of backlash about this from some of the kind of more professional cyclists who want to take part in this thing. You know, they're saying, well, is it actually cycling? You don't need to balance. You don't even need to turn. So it becomes this pure power sport where you just kind of, I mean, I'm not seriously no expert on this, clearly. But, you know, there is that kind of discussion about this. But I think the idea of just doing it and everybody being in that space and competing in one way or another is a great idea.
You know, we've spoken to Tan Shiong many times from BIB, right? And he's been organizing virtual runs for the longest time. But it was like, you're still able to do it outdoors and accumulate the points and what have you. And whether this will take on in the future after you know, we've loosened restrictions, I don't know. But it's a great alternative, right? I mean, if you can't be part of the Tour de France because you don't qualify, you know, at least you can experience it, right? So, you know, we'll be speaking to Karen Low, who organises the Malaysia Women Marathon. She's a race director there a little later on what she's doing and where the future is. But we'll discuss that a little later.
Yep, so get in touch with us. What virtual events have you been attending over the last few months? Twitter, Instagram at BFM Radio, WhatsApp 018-789-8899, and we'll be right back. BFM 89.9.
Bungkus for Makan. BFM 89.9, The Business Station.
Welcome back to Enterprise Biz Bytes. My name is Jeff Sandu, together with
Frida Liu
and Richard Bradbury.
And on the show today, we're asking you, what virtual events have you been attending over the past few months? Get in touch with us on Twitter, Instagram. It's at BFM Radio, WhatsApp 018-789-8899. Looking at Twitter, the poll currently 43% is educational.
Very good.
Very, very good. And social is just right behind. Business is at 31%. Social is, you know, third with 16%. Fitness, only 8%.
Voila, all you people. You know, and it is important, right? Because I think that was an important time for us to be fit because we're stuck at home. So yeah, you know, if there are other things that you are doing, do let us know as well. You can just WhatsApp us, right? 018-789-8899.
What do we have, Rich?
I was just going to say I've got some Instagram stories. That was me kind of indicating this is me wanting to talk. Right, so we've got a few over on Instagram. Four responses. Tigress versus Leo has said motivational life transformation and feng shui. Diana has said webinar. By that, I think they mean webinar. Candy Moy has said unstoppable virtual summit. And Sharula has said YouTube live listening parties. I've done a couple of those as well. The Facebook lives watching parties too. I've seen a couple of those. Interesting stuff.
On Twitter, the comments, Zoom Raya, that's the, I guess, you know, it was a big one during the Hari Raya festivity. We even, I think, talked about the Raya going online and virtual Raya, right? So Roy Amira says Zoom Raya. Muna Arafat says yoga. So, you know, that's a good one. That's part of the
That's fitness. Under fitness, right? We've got one from Ro. Attended a chiropractic webinar to ease the pain in my lower back from sitting in front of PC or MCO extonic center. Hours. Oh, the irony. Okay. No pain and happy nerve ending. So anyway, so we had a chat with Karen Low, race director of the Malaysia Women's Marathon. So Karen, you made a decision to cancel the Malaysia Women's Marathon in March before the MCO. Why was that?
Well, you know, there was some serious concerns about health and about the pandemic that wasn't very sure as to the extent of it, and people were a bit worried. And, you know, Malaysia Women Marathon being 8,000 in numbers when everyone's together at one time in Padang Timor, Petaling Jaya, it would be like an area or a cluster of its own if we didn't take into consideration any of the health precaution or the safety precaution. And at that time, nobody was quite sure what the correct approach to, you know, for a new pandemic coming to Malaysia. I think Malaysia Women Marathon was the first to be hit by this pandemic. So I think it was quite right that we cancelled the event, hoping that you know, for the future, we have at least a you know, something that we are sure. Because if we postpone the event somewhere down the line, we can't be sure that the pandemic will go away so soon, you know?
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
So it was,
so that's why we took the decision to cancel the event.
It was a health concern. I think that was health and safety that was your first priority. But what were the implications, you know, on the cost and all that involved?
Okay, so in our scenario, we were so close to having the event when we cancelled, was like just 2 days short of the event, the actual event day. And the reason was, when we called off the event, the numbers were rising really quickly. I think it tripled within that week itself. And we were worried. We didn't want to spark off any further infections or something that is more grave from that time, at that time. And the cost that was already borne by us was actually for the venue cost. It was all up. We had a very nice expo area. We had the booth, the stalls were up, the stage. Most of the things were already printed. And it was actually almost like an event itself already. T-shirts were printed, the medals were already delivered.
Yeah.
So if we were to postpone the event somewhere down the line, another set of almost similar costs would have to be borne by us as well. So it was very, very difficult for us to decide. Cost-wise, we would have already spent maybe about 80% of our cost.
Right. But this is not the first time, right? Because there was the haze as well a couple of years ago.
Yes.
So, right. Now, you're looking at doing virtual events.
Yes, we are.
Okay. Now, what are some of the factors that need to be considered when hosting a virtual event?
Okay, virtual event is actually quite a fun thing to do. When we talk about virtual event, it's an event where, number one, there's no mass gathering. So at the moment, we are not sure to which direction the Kementerian Belia Sukan will give us. The license for most race organizers is that you need to have a permit, a license from the Pesuru Jaya Sukan, which is under the Kementerian Belia Sukan. And when we have no directions as to if we can have a mass gathering, I doubt the permit or the license will be given, correct?
Mm-hmm.
So when this does not have, when we don't have this license, we cannot have a physical event. When we can't have a physical event, we resort to virtual runs.
Right?
And virtual runs are really an element of sports where the runner can go out and run at its own discretion, at its own time, at its own start line, you know.
Mm-hmm.
The front of the house is their start line, you know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
And this is a kind of challenge for them to maintain their fitness in the meantime where during MCO we cannot have mass gathering. So the challenges in virtual runs are something to do with an extra duration for them to complete the run, the distance. Okay, so let's say in a physical event, we have a 42 kilometer. Oh, so we all go out and run 42. It has to be then you finish at that event. If it takes it 6 hours to finish the 42, you finish it by that day itself because it's a physical event where everybody is there. You gather and you start off at the same time. Okay, but for the virtual run, if you're given a 42-kilometer challenge, you are normally given maybe over a spread of 2 weeks to compete.
Okay.
And that's quite a stress-free kind of physical yes. activity for that person. So they'll be very happy to, you know, participate in this kind of event.
Right. And how receptive are people to the idea of virtual sporting events? Now, what goes into marketing and making it attractive?
Okay, I'm going to speak from my perspective as a runner.
Mm-hmm.
Okay? Before the MCO, I never quite went into running virtual runs.
Mm-hmm.
Because there were so many physical events. Yeah.
Mm.
But the opportunity came when we couldn't go out to run. There was no physical event. I think so many of the major events were cancelled, including our biggest event, the Chatham KL Marathon. So I think we resorted to challenges that came out from the already virtual run platforms. There are a few that have come in. And the international ones were also appealing to us.
Mm.
All right? Mm-hmm. So from the point of runner, I saw virtual run as number one, and it for me to maintain my runs and keep up, keep up with my fitness if I can, because we could go out and run at any time to complete that distance that we were given.
Right.
Okay,
mm-hmm.
And the only thing that we had to do during the MCO was perhaps run indoors. Virtually in our house,
mm-hmm.
from the front of our door to the back of, you know, the kitchen door, things like that. And we looked inside our house.
Right.
And later on when the RMCO came in, it was a bit more relaxed. We could go outside and run within our home, our residential area.
Right.
And it wasn't so bad. Yeah.
Okay. Now, as restrictions are being lifted, what are your plans, MWS plans, to possibly transition back into hosting live events or other events?
Okay, so we, of course, wait for directions from the Kementerian Belia Sukan. But in the meantime, MWM has actually taken a sort of like a step forward in terms of voicing out for women again.
Mm-hmm.
We are looking at something like a virtual run for women sometime in November. We will pick it up to make awareness of International Day to End Violence Against Women. As it is, Malaysia Women Marathon always wants to reach out and pick up any issues on about women that, you know, should be known to the public. We did have some reports of increase in domestic violence.
Yep.
And we hope to highlight more of it using our platform, rightly so. Malaysia Women Marathon should take that direction as well.
Right. Have you got a name for it?
At the moment, it's quite cute. It's fancy. It's called the Kebaya Run.
Okay.
But we will make more announcements later because the Baju is actually Kebaya.
All right.
At the top of the Kebaya.
Okay.
Try to make it as beautiful as possible so when people go out and run, they look, wow, resplendent in like a dry fit kind of kebaya.
Okay. And do you think even after this, that virtual sporting events will be part of the new normal? Because, of course, I'm talking about the Tour de France.
Meaning there is a series of virtual runs?
Yeah.
Under MWM?
Or just in general, your field, do you think people will continue to enjoy virtual, you know, sporting events and runs and things like that, even when restrictions are lifted?
Sure, because you know why they are now exposed to the virtual run. You know, previously before the MCO, a lot of people were not sure about what virtual runs were all about. You know, and these are the opportunities where people can see the different side of virtual runs being helpful in situation where you can also run and you can run at your free time. You can run at your own discretion, rather than just being in the event. Sometimes it might be too stressful for one person to try to finish 42 km.
Right.
You know what I mean? At a single goal.
So that was the first race I signed up for the year. And of course, you know, didn't happen.
Yeah.
But I got a medal. And the other one was actually the Standard Chartered Marathon,
yes.
Right? Because it was my 10th years of running.
Wow.
And I wanted to celebrate that. Of course, that didn't happen. I also did it as part of charity. Mm. Also didn't manage to raise too much funds.
That was Karen Lo, the race director for the Malaysia Women's Marathon. You know, interesting stuff, right? Because, you know, moving to virtual from outdoor.
Outdoor to virtual.
Yeah. Various different challenges in place and stuff. So let us know, what virtual events have you been attending over the past few months? Get in touch with us on Twitter, Instagram, at BFM Radio, WhatsApp 018-789-8899. We'll be right back. BFM 89.9.
Thank you for listening to this podcast. To find more great interviews, go to bfm.my or find us on iTunes. BFM 89.9, the business station.